Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, the Burt Show.
All right, Catherine here needs some help. Before she moves to a new city where she knows absolutely nobody except her boyfriend, she wants to make sure that the dude is being faithful. That sounds fair to me. Hey, Catherine, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I can't complain.
All right, so you're about to move to a new city with your man, but you want a safety net.
Yes, I really do, because this is like a huge commitment to my boyfriend, and I just want to make sure like he's 100% committed to me and our relationship before I just move cities. So I guess just a little back end so you guys can, you know, can give me some positive or any results. We've been dating for about like 4 years. Early on in the relationship, though, there was some infidelity on his part. But, you know, we moved past it. We left it where it is. It's in the past. But now that I'm moving cities, it's been creeping in my mind again. It was a quick fling that he had in the beginning of our relationship. And our relationship's just been problem-free, literally, ever since. He got a new job living in another state for about 6 months. I found a renter for my apartment. I got a couple leads for a job in his new city. So I'm supposed to move next month, but there's literally still a feeling in the back of my head that I just need to make sure that he's absolutely faithful before, you know, making this big commitment, because this is something that's huge. So I'm not trying to test him or anything. I just want to get, like, these thoughts of, like, hesitation out of my mind. I don't want to feel like, you know, I'm making the wrong decision. I don't know. I guess cold feet, if you want to call it. So I guess getting positive results here will make me, I guess, feel better about the situation, so I could leap into it with no hesitations or anything like that.
Yeah. I got a couple of thoughts here. First of all, this infidelity happened how long ago?
This is like the beginning of our relationship. So what, like 4 years ago?
4 years ago. Okay. So, we had the therapist from the Honest Women podcast on a couple of weeks ago. And I asked this question, like, if there's infidelity in the relationship, like, I know everybody's different, but if you had to put a mathematical equation on it, how long should it take you to get over something like that before you realize, like, I'm never going to get over this. And it's, maybe it's time to move on.
And she said 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you're 4 years in now and you're still not back to 100% trust and thinking about moving to another city with this guy. I think the fact that you called us to do this War of the Roses, something in your gut is still telling you you're not 100% sure about this relationship.
I am because I'm committed to, like, you know, I'm really committed to this relationship and we left it in the past. But I guess since it's just now that it's something like moving to a whole nother state,
yeah.
It's just something in the back of my mind that I guess as, like, you know, just as a female, sometimes, you know, we just start thinking of things that get in my head. So, I'm not sure.
No, I mean, I think it is cold feet. Like, this is a huge, I mean, it's sacrifice on your part. You're leaving where you're comfortable. You said, like, you know, you're going to rent out your place and you're going to go and you're going to move to be with him. So before making a leap like that, you want to make sure he's in it to win it as well. I guarantee you. Well, no, I don't even guarantee you. And you might, even if there wasn't any infidelity in the past, you might be feeling, you know, similar feelings of hesitation just because it's such a big move. However, Bert does raise a good point. If you were really in this, would there be any feelings of hesitation at all?
Right.
If I understand the hesitation in it, but at some point you're going to have to trust him. And I know that's going to be difficult. So do you really think if you get positive results here that that's actually going to be strong enough for you to feel more confident in the move and to start the process of trusting them?
I think so. Sometimes hearing other opinions other than, like, your friends and family, I feel like it can help, I guess, getting another perspective.
Where are you at with this, Abby?
Well, here's the thing. If you have the anxiety about it now, you're going to have the anxiety about it when you move there. So you can say that it's just kind of like, oh, if I get that confirmation now, I'm going to feel better about it because he's not cheating on me now. But if you think he has the capability to cheat on you now, what's to say in 6 months those feelings aren't going to come back again after you've already moved? So my opinion is that if you don't trust this guy right now, I really don't see things getting any better, but I mean, I guess we can prove that he's not cheating on you at this current moment.
I think this, Catherine. All right, we've already done this, so we have results for you in a couple of minutes. I think you should use these results as a springboard to a fresh start. If he didn't send these flowers to anybody else but you, I think now this is your starting point to say, okay, I trust him. It's in our past. Let's move on. Does that sound fair?
That sounds fair.
All right. All right, we got results for you. We will do it next on The Bert Show.
Hey, The Bert Show.
I think if you're going to move to a brand new city where you don't have any friends, any family, you're moving for a man, you should be 100% confident in that relationship. A?
Not 99.9.
Nope.
100%.
Yep. I agree.
I think we're all in agreement there, right? So Catherine here is about to move to a brand new city with her man. She's been dating this dude for years, had some infidelity on his part in the relationship in the very beginning. Yes, she's over it, but there's just, some gut feeling like she just wants to test him to make sure he's being loyal before she moves across the country with this dude. That seems fair.
I do. And like you said, Catherine, you're not trying to test him. It's not like you're trying to...
You are absolutely testing him.
We're literally testing him.
That's what this whole thing is.
It's sometimes... Right? It's not light conversation of the roses. It's war of the roses.
We are not... That is not the premise of this texting... this War of the Roses.
Oh, it's not.
No, we are not testing him. We are just trying to quiet the voices that are in her head. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give her the confidence she needs to move states away and to forge her life with him.
No test at all.
This is not a test for him.
This is not a test.
This is just to quiet the voices in her head.
Yes.
Okay. Catherine.
You said that like you didn't believe one syllable of it.
Not one. All right, Catherine, we did not test your man.
No.
We did War of the Peace of Mind for you.
War of the Just Making Sure.
Yeah.
I love these new names. Right? We're just making sure, bro.
That's it. That's Catherine's all. Over here like, the balance of my life is in your hands. Would you get to it already?
So sorry.
All right, Catherine. So we did War of the Roses. You want to explain exactly what that is?
Yes. So here we go. We sent a fake promotional email to the email address Catherine provided for her boyfriend. He was offered a free bouquet of flowers, was able to choose from several options with pictures. He chooses a bouquet. If he takes the bait, though we're not testing him. And then obviously whoever he sends it to, where he sends it to, what's on the note will speak volumes as to whether or not he is faithful. Okay. So Catherine, we did just that. Here are the four options for your boyfriend to choose from. Okay. You have my best bud. A true expression of friendship is seen in this beautiful pink rose plant, freshly budding and ready to bloom. Plant outdoors and like your friendship, it will flourish with care. Then there was cotton candy, a fun assortment of light pink roses, hydrangeas, carnations that remind you of that sugary treat. And then we had aloe-luia. Aloe vera plants can soothe the skin, the air, and your soul. Let this easy-to-care succulent care for you.
Would anybody ever send aloe to somebody else as a gift?
An aloe, yes.
I would love that.
You would?
Yes. Okay. All right. I love a good succulent.
Save that?
No, we don't need to do that.
Bart loves a good succulent.
Hey! Hey! If he even remembers what it is.
Oh. All right.
It's been 72 years. I promise, Catherine, we really do care about your plight. Hold on a second. All right. And then lastly, Kabloom, an explosion of roses for the woman who makes your heart burst. This bouquet of 24 red roses will be the one she won't forget. Again, in exchange, ask to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order. We sent the first promotional email at 9:52 a.m., and we didn't get a response. So we sent a second email at 12:45 p.m. And it took a little bit again, but he did eventually order flowers at 2:10 p.m. And he did choose Kabloom, the explosion of roses. This is the bouquet of 24 red roses. He set delivery for tomorrow. It's going to a work address. And they're going to you.
Yes. All right.
It's about damn time.
Yes, we need one.
Yeah. So, Catherine, what we're using a fake name for you here. He used your real name on the delivery. He's sending the flowers to you tomorrow at your place of employment. And the card says, "Can't wait until we are in the same city again, and I get to hug you every day."
Aww.
Oh, sweet.
Love he you. Sent a bouquet of
aww.
He passed the nut test.
All right, Catherine. So here, you and I made an agreement, right? That this was going to be the springboard to a fresh start for you and your man. Does this feel good?
Yes, it actually does.
It should.
Well, I hope it actually
does. Yes, it should. All right. So, yeah, go with confidence mm-hmm. that he is totally and completely into you. And let's put the past. At some point, you got to put the past in the past.
Yeah.
Dude made a series of mistakes. It's over. It was years ago. So move on. Go start a new life with this guy.
Okay.
Hey, congratulations on your big move. Nerves are to be expected, but hey, you're taking a leap, and he's going to be there to take the leap with you.
And we'll be here in 6 months when you have anxiety about him cheating on you again.
All right.
And again, we won't test him in 6 months.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, so I have heard through the grapevine that a girl of a friend of mine is doing something that I think is really kind of dangerous. I understand why she's doing it because of past history, but I think she is putting herself and she is putting the dudes that she is going out with in danger, okay? So she has a history, an odd history of dating guys that have an aggressive behavior, like not violent necessarily, just jealous, toxic, possessive dudes.
Okay.
And she can't really understand why it's happening, but it's happening so often that it is sort of, for whatever reason, her type. Now, you don't know this when you go into the relationship, but she finds out, and all of them have like the same thing in common where they are just overly protective, aggressive, and jealous. And it has gotten to a point, and it's gotten so serious in some of these relationships that she is really gun shy, that she just doesn't have the right antenna to be able to identify it anymore. So her way of handling it now is on a first or second date when she's out with the dude, she will purposely flirt with other guys to see what his reaction is going to be to the guy and to her while they are out.
That feels so dangerous
to me.
I don't think it's a really healthy way to kick off a relationship either.
Now, I know where she's coming from.
I get it.
I can see where she's coming from. She's got some baggage here. So her idea is, look, let me kind of test this guy without him even being known, without him knowing that he's being tested. And at least I can save myself time in the long run.
Well, I don't even see what the win would be there, because like you're hoping that the guy would just not care and that would be him passing the test if he kind of just was like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, just sit with him in traffic for like an hour and see what happens. That to me is the better option.
Yeah, I don't know. Now that you mention it, you are kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if you don't do anything about it at all, maybe she's going to, I think, and again, I don't know her. That if you're going to err here, she would rather you err on the side of not doing anything at all and just taking the high road. I don't think she's going to interpret that as, oh, this guy doesn't have any nads at all. She just wants to make sure he's not going to be super aggressive with these dudes.
To me, it's like a lose-lose situation because you flirt with him and then he gets in his mind, oh, she's not a loyal gal. And so like for all she knows, he could have some kind of litmus test for testing out the women in his life to see if they're loyal. And then if he is a hothead, well, then you find out that he has anger issues. I just feel like there needs to be a better test.
I know. Yeah. I don't know how you win.
As I was looking at Cassie, I was interpreting your look like, I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. If she knows that she has a trend of always getting this kind of guy, I think this is a great way to like have them pass the litmus test. I mean, if she's flirting with somebody else in public and based on their reaction, it doesn't hurt anybody. And you know, like you're going to find out sooner or later. So if she's in a long-term relationship with this guy and then she's like, oh my God, some guy hit on me today and he pops his lid and blows his lid and gets mad at her, I think it's a great way to weed out people early on.
Well, there's a risk here also. Like if I'm the dude on the date and she's using this as her litmus test and I don't know that, so disrespectful to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to hang out again.
It's not the test for me. Like you are hurting somebody. You're being disrespectful to the person you're on a date with. If I'm on a date with a guy and he's actively flirting with other women, I'm hurt.
I'm pissed.
I feel like
I just disrespected.
Most solid guys, I feel like in a situation like that would handle it that way, where they wouldn't say anything in the moment, but in the back of my mind, I know I'm never calling you again.
Right.
Like this ends here.
What if it's not like outright flirting so much as just an interaction, a prolonged interaction with one other man.
Like somebody just being like having a kind conversation with somebody.
Because that would be, so I can, I can see your point of view. And yeah, putting myself in those shoes, you're right. I would feel the same way. I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
I almost swore. But I think also if it's the kind of person who's going to get angry quickly, if you're like, you're getting coffee and the barista's male and you just have a really nice smiley conversation that's not flirty and they get annoyed at that, that's the red flag.
That's a really good point. Because dudes that I know that are really jealous and possessive will see any interaction between her and him as an opportunity to be jealous. So if it's a quote unquote innocent conversation about whatever and he's still upset about that, then I think you're spot on. Hey, Tracy, thank you for calling. I love when you guys call when I don't give out the phone number. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. What's up?
Oh, that's so funny. Good morning. Yes, I know the phone number by heart. So I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist, but it seems to me like she needs that attention. And of course, it is a red flag when someone is aggressive or overly protective, but it's almost like she needs that validation to feel secure with someone. But I don't understand why you would ever put any man in that situation where he has to, you know, feel bad about himself. You're flirting with someone else on the first or second date. That's an awful feeling.
Yeah.
Like, she's a huge red flag.
Yeah, I feel like she's spending a lot of time focusing on the dude's reaction and not focusing enough time on why she seems to be picking the same type of guy that has the same problem over and over and over again.
Bingo.
Boom.
The Bird Show.
In a world where people are already confused on if anything is real, even if you see it right in front of you, Cassie, you're about to make it even more confusing because of glitches in the Matrix.
Oh my God, I am obsessed with these. And a lot of them can be explained away, but the ones that can't are what fascinates me. Now, if you're unfamiliar, glitches in the Matrix are sort of things that seem off in your everyday reality. And they fall into four main categories from what I've seen. It's things inexplicably duplicating. So like, let's say you have like a favorite necklace and then one day you find an extra necklace. Or if you are a smoker, you put your lighter down, you can't find it. Then you find your lighter and then you find the original one where it was supposed to be all along, even there, though it wasn't there to begin with. Like that's actually happened. So other things changing slightly. So this actually happened to me and I'll go into that in a second. Losing time or distance while driving, and then near-death experiences where you're like, I'm sure I was about to die, and then all of a sudden things were reset and I didn't. And I've got examples of all of them. But we're going to start with things changing slightly, and this happened to me. I can't believe I forgot it. So I've been driving my husband's car to work, and I go in through the passenger door in the mornings because it's what faces the house. I open the passenger door, like press the button to unlock it, open the passenger door, dump my book bag in, then go around the front of the car to unplug it because it's an electric car, then go on the driver's side. And I always thought it was weird that in this car, it's so annoying, you have to unlock it from the inside. So I always push the button up to unlock. That's how you unlock it. And I was like, that is so backwards and weird that you have to push up. And I distinctly remember being like, I thought you had to push down, but I guess you have to push up, looking at it and clearly seeing to unlock the car, you push up on the button. And then a few days later, I went and it was switched again. You have to push the button down to unlock it. And so that's the sort of thing I'm talking about where you can be like, okay, I guess I misremembered, but I distinctly remember getting out the flashlight and being like, this car is so backwards, talking to my husband about it, and then it was back to normal.
When that kind of stuff happens to me, it's normally just because I was drunk.
This was like 5 a.m., so definitely not.
Do you think, Chad, because I would totally do this to my wife, Renee, do you think there is a switch where you can choose which way to flip it?
No, because
he's just messing with you.
It's printed on there. It's like this is a car from 2003, so it's like manually printed on the button which is unlock and which is lock. But this, so you'll hear these things, but when enough people experience stuff, you're like, okay, well, maybe there's something to it. Like this woman and her grandmother's blue eyes.
My grandma has very prominent blue eyes, like crystal clear. It's a very prominent feature about my grandma that she has very blue, piercing crystal blue eyes. So this one day, she picks me up. We go to Wendy's. We're sitting in the glass area. If you know Wendy's back then you know what I'm talking about. We're sitting there eating our fries, and I look up at my grandma, and my grandma has brown eyes. They're brown. And so naturally, I was like, Grandma, your eyes are brown. And she was like, yeah, Lauren, I have brown eyes.
I was like, Grandma, no, you don't. You have very blue eyes. What do you mean you have blue eyes? And she was like, no, Lauren, I have brown eyes. So whatever, we eat. She takes me home, and this is the whole thing. I talked to my mom, too, and I'm like, Mom, Grandma has brown eyes. And my mom was like, yeah, Grandma has brown eyes. No, she doesn't. She has blue eyes. What do you mean she has brown eyes? Like, everyone knows that Grandma has blue eyes, and everybody was making me believe that I was crazy. The next time that I see my grandma, 3 days later, my grandma has blue eyes again.
So that was Lauren Ann on TikTok.
I used to have this experience with my mom, and I thought I was tripping until she told me that her eyes actually change colors depending on the season.
Whoa, that's cool.
Which is, I guess, a thing that some people, their eyes, they just change. So her eyes are like four different colors depending on like the weather.
Is it as distinct as like brown to blue?
Yes.
Okay.
It's very distinct.
See, and this is what I like doing, because I like trying to figure out how I can dismantle and disprove like the glitches, to be like, no, this is reality. Weird things happen on Earth. But this next one is from BizManiac's comment section, and he's reading an encounter of a mom and her child.
Was walking my 8-year-old daughter home from school and crossed the street near the house. Halfway across, it was blurry and confusing for a moment, and then we were on a corner far from home. We looked at each other in silence for a moment, and she said, Dad, I think we just teleported. We walked and talked about it. We both had clear memories of passing landmarks before the portal shift.
So basically, like, sometimes they'll go through something and they'll feel like, I definitely died, or we've completely moved locations in our car and we don't know how. And there's always a passenger who's like, did you just experience that? Because if it's just you, you're like, okay, I had a mental break. But if somebody else witnesses the same thing, it's really creepy. And then the last one is stuff multiplying, like, which I talked about earlier.
We lived in Tennessee. I needed a dish for rings. I bought this cute little turtle. I got it at an antique mall. When I bought it, I distinctly remember I found it on a shelf, and I was walking through the antique mall holding this turtle in one hand and a little ceramic Scotty dog in the other hand. And it was definitely just one. It's not a thing that you see every day. I can't think of another place that I've seen this. I don't think it's a new item. It definitely seems... I don't think it's an actual antique, but it is probably vintage. Tell me why, when I was unpacking just now, I had two of them.
She needed to figure out how to do that with hundreds.
Mm-hmm. But they go on to say, like, the second object has the exact same defects as the first one. So it's a dupe. It's not like another one randomly appeared. It's got the same chips, the same scratches in the exact same places. And that's what's common with all of the stories.
That's crazy. The universe gave her a buy one, get one deal, and she didn't even know.
Right?
BOGO.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, so it's not very often that we get an email that we look at and all of our jaws just drop. In this one, it has to do with a virtual listener selling a house and a racist neighbor. So we brought Katie in on this also. And let me read this for you guys. Hey, Bertrand, I need some advice. My husband and I are selling our home and 3-acre property in a somewhat rural area. While our neighbors aren't super close, my driveway is shared with my neighbor. Little backstory, my neighbor used to own our house. He sold us the main house years ago and turned the pool house into his home. He owns the property pasture behind our house, and his son lives to the left of us. In other words, he owns about 20 acres with the exception of the 3 acres we're on. We're currently under contract. Here's my dilemma. We were outside one day and my neighbor came over and said he hated to see us go. Then he casually said, I don't care who you have moving in here, but it better not be that word, the N word, I'm assuming, right? The hairs on the back of my neck stood up. I was enraged. We have cameras on our property, so I happen to know the people who are buying our house are black. I want to give them their earnest money back and break the contract. I do not feel good about letting them continue with the purchase knowing how my neighbor feels. My husband seems to think there could be some kind of legal ramification for us if we terminate the contract based on ethnicity. He seems to think this is a prime example of no good deed goes unpunished. So what should I do? It feels so wrong selling my house to people knowing my neighbor referred to them as the N-word. Mo, Katie, if this were you, how would you want this handled? Thanks in advance for any insight. Respectfully, scared to sell. And if you guys got any advice, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. If you're in this field, real estate, law, man, I'd love to get some takes on this. But how do you guys feel about it?
If it were me, I would appreciate the honesty. I mean, the neighbor is racist. It's really not much you can do about that. A racist will be a racist. So at the end of the day, I wouldn't want you to terminate the contract based on this information without giving me this information. So I think the best thing to do in a situation like this is just be forthcoming and tell me and my wife or whomever I'm moving in with what the situation is, what you heard, what you experienced, and then give us an opportunity to make that decision with that information.
Because I feel like you're punishing the black couple who wants to buy the house because your neighbor is racist. It's not fair that you terminate the contract you have with them because your neighbor is racist. Now, giving them that, they need to know like what they're getting themselves into and let them make that decision. But I feel punishing them because your neighbor is a racist a-hole just doesn't seem fair.
Exactly. I think the options should be given.
Yeah.
And then go from there. Let them know, hey, because it's a bad scenario all around. This guy used to own that property in that house. And if he doesn't want them there, he's going to make their like life a living hell. So give them the option instead of just terminating it without telling them all the details.
Kaylee wants in on this. What you got, dude?
Yeah, so I've had my real estate license. I got my broker's license. And I know that the person selling isn't the racist, but you can't not sell to somebody because of their ethnicity. And because of their color, he could get sued for that.
But I there's nothing wrong with him going, hey, I just want to let you know,
right, yeah.
Buyer, I found this out. So now the purchase of the home is in your hands. If you want to break contract, I'm totally down.
True. Yeah. I mean, that's how I would go about it.
Yep.
Yeah, because if you make that decision for them, you're taking their autonomy away. Like, they're adults. They're allowed, capable of making decisions themselves. I think the best thing to do and the kindest thing to do would be like, tell them what's up and say, if you want to break contract, we will give you your earnest money back. And that way they can make the decision. You're still helping them out by refunding them the money. Like, it's a let them do it. They're adults.
Mm-hmm. All right. So maybe you're about to do this one thing in your relationship that at least one member of the Bert Show thinks you're going to curse it. You're accidentally going to curse your relationship.
So the things that Katie and I end up passionately debating on our podcast in the moment are always funny to me because we see things so differently. And I have a feeling I'm going to be fighting an uphill battle with this debate. But I genuinely believe this when I say this. Katie believes that tattoos are legit a curse for relationships.
It's a kiss of death, baby.
That's what she believes.
Same mm-hmm. tattoos, like matching tattoos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you get the person's
name. Or you get the person's name. Even if one person gets, the other person doesn't get it.
Or anything relating to that person, their birthday. Anything relating to the person that you're dating, if you have a tattoo, it's a curse.
You know, David Beckham mm-hmm. got Posh like on his finger.
Oh, he's going to lose that finger. Watch today. He's going to be trying to screw something in or drilling something. That finger's coming right off.
Man never really needed fingers anyway.
Right. So even the date, but it has to be matching, right?
No. Anything that, any tattoo that it pertains to whoever your partner is, I think it's a curse.
So I don't think tattoos are a curse. I think it's just people. Because technically, the divorce rate is half at this point, right? 50-something mm-hmm. percent. Mm-hmm. So half of relationships are just simply not going to make it, whether you get tattoos or not. And if you look at all of the celebrity couples that have gotten tattoos, half of them are going strong. Mm-hmm. Half of them haven't made it. I don't think it's the tattoos. I think it's the people.
Mm. You just think it's the numbers. It's a numbers game.
It's just the numbers game. I don't think it's an actual curse.
So here's the thing. As we bring this up on the podcast, right? He mm-hmm. goes down the list of celeb couples who have matching tattoos or tattoos about one another.
Uh-huh.
One of those couples he mentioned just happened to be Joe Jonas.
What tattoos do they have?
I have it here. I will tell you because, well, you mentioned David Beckham
yep.
and Victoria Beckham. They are still together, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner had two infinity. One of them has two infinity on one wrist, and the other has and beyond on the other.
They got Toy Story on their wrists?
Yes.
Like they Buzz got- Lightyear's quote.
Well, didn't he start off as a Disney star? So this sort of makes a little sense, right?
Yeah, but...
Here is Jordan to say, hey, it's not a curse. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, brother? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, me and my wife, we got matching tattoos 1 year into our relationship. We were fresh. And then we've been together for 7 years, married for almost six. And we have two wonderful kids. And I'm not going to lie to you, man. Best partner I've ever had.
Look at that. Well, look at love.
Well, for now.
Katie says you're destined. Yeah, enjoy it now because next week you're probably calling up going, Katie was right.
Even if you're 90, thanks, Jordan. At some point you're going to decide, nah. This is not the one for me.
Jordan, was there any... Oh, he's gone. I wonder if there's any, like, tension. So I wonder if any couple has ever broken up because they couldn't figure out what matching tattoo to get together. The ink was even dry.
I wonder if it's, like, maybe not the kiss of death, but it's a certain person, like, kind of going to Mo's point of it's the people. Like, if you're likely to get a couple's tattoo, maybe you, like, love passionately and love hard, and then you also hate hard. So when that passion dries up, instead of, like trying to make it work, you're just like fired up, we're done. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
I feel like
valid.
It's a specific kind of person who would get their significant other's name tattooed on them.
Yeah, I think it's a numbers game also, man.
I see. It is not a curse. It is people.
All right, you can always check out In the Moment. Tell them where it's at.
It's everywhere you get your podcast.
And most podcasts are part of the Pioneer Network.
The Burt Show.